Bill Schneider is a political analyst, a professor at George Mason University, and the author of the book Standoff, How America Became Ungovernable. And we're happy to have you here post-election, post-midterm election. What do you think, Bill? We've now got Democrats taking over the House of Representatives in January, not by huge margins, but enough to control the chairmanships and control the agenda there in the House. But Republicans have strengthened their hold on the Senate, and Donald Trump says he's in a warlike posture with them if they come after him. It doesn't sound like much gets done.
Sounds like gridlock.
Yeah.
Sounds like the president goes to war with Congress. He says he can try to get along with them, and they are promising they want to work with this president on issues where they agree, like doing something about the opioid crisis in the country and doing something about the country's crumbling infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But then just yesterday, the president said, if they try to investigate me, I'm going to go to war with them. Doesn't sound like it's going to be a very easy relationship.
I mean, is there a historic reference that we can look at that shows a pathway through this? Or is this what America wants? You know, we just want both sides represented, and we can, you know, shout at each other. And then when it finally gets to a point where something has to be done, that's when we'll take action.
Americans want them to work together. They want them to solve problems. And the popular belief in this country is politics is the enemy of problem solving. That the reason we can't do anything about climate change or about the national debt is there's politics involved. That's one reason why Donald Trump got elected. He wasn't a politician. People said he's a businessman. He can get things done because everybody knows there's no politics in business, right? Well, that's right. The idea. One, and a lot of people say, you know, government should be run like a business. Then it would be very efficient. But the fact is, business is not a democracy.
Yeah.
I'm sure Donald Trump gets up every morning and wonders, why can't I fire Congress? Well, he can't. That's not the way the system works. And right now, with Republicans in charge of the White House and Democrats in charge of the House of Representatives, it's going to get tougher.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned infrastructure. How do you think it's possible that a subject that both sides seem to agree on has just gone nowhere?
Money.
Yeah.
Costs a lot of money to rebuild the infrastructure. And every time a proposal comes up, people say, well, we don't have the money. Where are we going to take it from? That Republicans won't raise taxes to pay for it. Even road maintenance, we can't raise the gasoline tax to pay for that. Democrats just want to spend the money, and Republicans will object to that. So it's about money. Everything is really about money.
So there's probably a lot of activity that's going to occur in the next couple of weeks with the president's staff and cabinet, the firing or resignation, however you want to characterize it, of the attorney general yesterday. How do you think that impacts things?
Well, it was not unanticipated, but the question is, what will the new acting attorney general, Mr. Whitaker, who's known to be very close to Donald Trump and someone Trump trusts, is he there to curb the Mueller investigation? Democrats are going to be very wary about what's going to happen there, and they're promising in the House to try to protect Mueller in some way. So the big question now is, what's going to happen to the Mueller investigation? A lot of people are getting impatient, I think justifiably so, that this is going on now for more than a year. Where's the results? What's he coming up with?
We're talking to Bill Schneider, political analyst and professor at George Mason University, about the situation in D.C. Has America become ungovernable? You know, the first time I saw that musical Hamilton, which I thought was great on a bunch of different levels, in large part because as somebody who occasionally reads books about history, I realized most people don't do that. So to have a Broadway musical that kind of introduces an audience to history that they would normally not be exposed to, I thought that was very helpful. But you had contemporary audiences looking at our history from 200 years ago and the intrigue of what was taking place at that time, at the founding of the country, and you realize that this is not new. Our situation with personal problems and fighting and infighting between the parties, that's routine. Is it worse now, you think, as a professor and trying to put things in context? Are we at a really unique place in American history, or do we just think it's unique because it's happening in our lifetime?
Well, don't forget, in those days, they had duels.
Right.
People would kill each other,
right?
Yeah. So
we're much more civilized.
That's right. They just yell at each other and call each other names the way Trump does. But the fact is, things have gotten worse in terms of the division between the parties. There's evidence for this. The Gallup poll looks at the supporters of the president's party versus the opposition party, and the differences between them have grown, really starting with Ronald Reagan. That's a long time ago, but with Reagan and then with later with Clinton and later with the second George W. Bush and then with Obama and now with Trump, the differences have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And you see them in the way Congress votes. It was on the Kavanaugh vote. Look, only one Democrat supported the president's nominee. A few Democrats supported Clarence Thomas when his name came up. Yeah. Right? It's just harder and harder to cross party lines. They've gotten harder and harder because the parties today really differ on fundamental values, on what's right and wrong. And you can't compromise on issues like that. I say in the book that there are differences of interests, like business versus labor, and there are differences of values. Today, most politics is about real differences in values.
And, you know, Bill, there's never a moment where things happen in private. I mean, it's supposed to be a completely transparent government, but everything happens on social media. Republican and a Democrat sit down and have a dinner in D.C., and you know what? It's going to wind up in social media, and both of them will be crucified by their supporters. There's no moment where people are thoughtful, I think, anymore. That seems to me to be one of the differences.
Social media reinforces the barricades because people can find others who think just like they do and reinforce each other. They don't have to be someone you know. It can be someone from across the country, across the world, who may agree with you. So people seek like-minded people, and they form networks. That's what social networking is all about. And that just hardens the lines. It just means that people get reinforced in their own opinions, and that's what's reflected today in politics, a total inability to work across a line. But I'll tell you what does work in this country. If we have a crisis, this country works very well. We get things done. We got things done like the Patriot Act after 9/11, the financial crisis. We had a lot of things that were being done. If there's a crisis, that forces politicians to work together. But without a crisis, the system doesn't work very well at all.
All right. Well, let's end on that positive note as we look forward. Okay. Bill Schneider, political analyst at George Mason University, the author of the book Standoff, How America Became Ungovernable. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.